We got good comments on the Hebrew class. They asked me to talk again on Wednesday.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
When is Hashem coming?
I pray next week with Hashem. I pray maybe 3 hours.
Not working.
Not working? To prepare myself for this class.
Yeah, yeah.
To this Friday class. Yes. Shabbos Aved? I was preparing myself for 3 hours to fill out on that class in Hebrew because I know the big yetzerah that there is in this yeshiva. Like it's written, kol ha-gadol mechavero, it's so gadol mimeno, if you're greater and bigger than your friends. So yetzerah, Baruch Hashem. So, in the night that I realized that tomorrow I'm going to speak in front of the yeshiva, so I was praying. I prayed for 2 hours. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me amazing, wonderful ideas on how to talk and what to say. And in the day after, I wasn't calm yet. I didn't feel like I'm ready yet to talk. So I made another 1 hour in Bodhidot on that. And when I came to give the class, finally, so I was just explaining to them all of the class, all of the 1 hour was an explanation of what I wanted to talk about. It was only an introduction. I was just sharing the my will, the heart. I was just revealing my heart. And people called me and told me that for 15 years a lot of Avrachim tried to talk in the yeshiva and to say those words that are so important, and even though that a lot of people said it, it haven't been accepted, but now it's been accepted and people could, Baruch Hashem, it was good. This is why I'm saying to you all of the time that we have green light, that Hashem opens the way for us, because who are we to talk? Who are we to teach Torah? It's funny. It's mamash, it's hilarious to think that we're teaching Torah. It's the biggest joke of them all. You know who was teaching Torah in different generations? Rabbi Akiva Iger, his grandson Rabbi Avram Iger. Not people like us. The Chazon Ish, the Chafetz Chaim, they were the... But so, what's going on now? Something funny going on. Hashem is doing something that we need to pay attention, but unfortunately, I explained it to my wife. I told her, you know, in a football game, when you need to score, there is one person that his job is to hold the ball and to run with it, to cross the field. This is his job. And from the sides, everyone are fighting, and there are wars from the sides, and all of those refrigerators are standing and fighting and wrestling. And there is a thin guy that holds the ball, and no one noticed, and he's running, and he's crossing the field, and this is it, and he scored. And he finished the game. This is what the Hashem made. He took the weakest ones, people that are not able to stand in that court. They cannot fight, they cannot wrestle, they cannot fight with all of the Yetzirah, with the other group, with the black, awful, dark side, awful side. You cannot. We're not able to. But the real righteous people are defending us, and they're fighting for us, and they're standing in the sides, and they're preventing and stopping all of the walls, and we have a green light. You can just take the ball, grab the ball and run. This is it, this is your job. And you're going to score, you're going to make it, because this is your job. And they're fighting for us, and we're nothing. And you're going to have all of the fame, and all of the glory, and like you made something with your life, and you know, in your hands, you know, you're empty. You don't have nothing. You know, it's all by the merit of the tzaddikim. So my wife didn't understand me at all. But at least I'm trying to explain. What can I do? To let her talk all of the time. To say something also. I have things to say. Baruch Hashem. Likutei Moharan, Torah 37. Yes, yes. Vadibur hu. Vadibur hu. Part hey, in the middle of part hey. Vadibur hu, power of speech. Hu bechinat shchina. The aspect of the shchina. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, malchut pe. The kingship of Hashem, it's the mouth. Vezeh perush, and that's the explanation of cherev lashem mal'a dam. The sword of Hashem is full with blood. Ki ashchina nikret cherev lashem, because the shchina calls sword to Hashem. Vehi bechinat dibur, and it's in the aspect of speech, power of speech. Shu bechinat cherev pifiyot, leshon pe, that it's in the aspect of a sword that is sharp from both sides. Like the mouth, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, רוממות אל בגרונם וחרב פיפיות בידם. When you praise Hashem with your mouth, it's like you hold that sword in your hand that is sharp from both sides. Means that no matter where you aim your tefillot, you're cutting, you're harvesting, you're killing your enemies. Even if you're praying right, even if you're praying left, wrong, you're making fruits already. It's to both sides. You pray on spirituality. You pray on physicality. You pray on whatever. You pray on developing, growing, getting closer to Hashem. You pray on money. You pray on panasa. It doesn't matter. The fact that you opened your mouth, already you harvest. Already you pick fruits. Already you kill your enemies. And sometimes the righteous people are hiding their prayers. Means they cannot pray on spiritual things. So they have to hide their real intention in prayers that are very low. And you can hear a tzaddik pray on something very, very low. But actually he's got the heart over there that he's wishing for total other things. But he cannot express them. Because if you're going to express them, so all of the angels that are fighting and arguing on every prayer and prayer, they will be too jealous, they're going to be too angry, they're going to stop that prayer. So the tzaddik have to put his heart into the tefillot. So actually sometimes you yourself, that even you find yourself that you pray on physical things, but you don't know that actually it counts like spiritually. Why? Because your heart is in a different place, but you don't... But out of the stress that you are at now, you cannot pray on your heart, on your real things that matters to you, and you're so stuck and so hurt with your physical situation that you have to pray on it, but your heart, your intention is on something totally else. So you're doing exactly what the tzaddikim are doing. You're doing it without thinking about it, but this is how it counts for heaven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that person pray on Shiduch, pray on a house, pray on Parnasa, but he sees that his heart is desiring to Avodat Hashem, but he cannot open his mouth in a spiritual way, Bichlal, at all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzaref Machshava Lemaase. He takes your thoughts and bond them, connects them to your actions, and your actions count. Your action counts because your heart is flames to Hashem Yitbarach. And you desire to see Hashem and to know Hashem and to be close to Hashem. But you cannot talk if you know that in 2 weeks you have to leave your apartment. So what are you going to do now? You have to pray on that. But you wish to be able to pray on Kedusha, on holiness, on Kirvat Elohim, to be close to Hashem, on spirituality. You wish. But you're not able. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those two things together. This is why the importance of doing 1 hour in Bodedut every day is a lot more important then how to do the 1 hour in Bodedut. The mitzvah of doing the 1 hour, no matter what, is a lot more important than to do it right. There are a lot of people that are saying, I don't have words, I cannot talk, no today, I'm too bothered, I'm occupied, I'm too busy, I cannot talk. Tomorrow I'm going to do a good in Bodedut. Like you have a guarantee you're going to wake up tomorrow. But let's say you do. Let's say you will. Amen. Hopefully. Let's say you will. But still, do you know that really you're going to have those words? The fact that today you came to do it with the Dut, and that tomorrow you're going to come to do it with the Dut, and every day you're going to come to do it with the Dut, that promise, that fact that one day you're going to have a worthy prayer. But if not, if you're going to wait to that day, that one day maybe you're going to have the words, it will never going to come. Like the Mishnah is saying, Al tomar lichshe ipane efne. Don't say that when I'm going to get to that place, I'm going to turn. Who tells you that you're going to come to that day? Yetzirah stopped you today. You think that tomorrow you're not going to fight with you? Why will not going to fight to you? He saw that he's able to win. He saw that he's able to conquer you, to take the prayers from your mouth. And this is Malchut Peh, the kingship is in the mouth. I remember that once I came to Rav Shalom whining and complaining on the way that I'm doing Merit Bodedut. So he told me, it doesn't matter. I'm lifting your prayers. This is what he answered to me. It doesn't matter how you pray. I'm lifting. I'm Ma'aleh Tfilot Shelcha. I'm upgrading them. I'm bringing them up to heaven. So what does it matter how you pray? You can say the most beautiful poem that you think that you could write to Hashem Yitbarach, and if that letter is not coming to the address, it's not reaching Hashem, nice poem. No one read it. No one gonna enjoy from it. Amazing song in your MP3, and no one gonna hear it. No one gonna enjoy from it. So, what's the use? What's the use? But it can be something even lower, that the tzaddik, the righteous man, got the ability to take it and to hand it to Hashem Yitbarach, and they're doing weird things. Tzaddikim. It's written on Rabbeinu HaKadosh that once Rabbeinu took a paper and he wrote a few things on that paper, and then he lit that paper. And one of the students were there and saw what that he was doing, so he asked him, he told him that he take the words with the smoke to Hashem Yitbarach. This is how he lifts the prayers to Hashem. With the smoke. He burns the paper, on the paper written few words that he wrote over there, few intentions, and he lifts that with the prayer, with the smoke. He's burning it, and with the smoke it comes to Hashem Yitbarach. So the tzaddikim, they have the power to do that. This is why you do it kashrut. You bond yourself to the tzaddikim in the itbodedut, in the daily itbodedut, and you can count on them that for sure they're gonna take that itbodedut of yours and gonna use it and gonna bring it back to Hashem Yitbarach, and then it's gonna be useful. No matter even if you said one word, that word can count a lot more than even if you in a different time thought that you spoke for hours and hours and hours, and it didn't count so much. וכשהנפש באה בתוך חרב להשם, and when the soul comes inside that sword to Hashem, בתוך הדיבור, inside the power of speech, means that when you pray with the heart, when you pray with intention, when you put your soul into the words that you think on what that you pray, that you aim. Maybe we need to join them. So funny. Sounds so, Baruch Hashem, exciting. בתוך הדיבור, inside the power of speech, בחינת מי נוקבין, in the aspect of water, female water, say that? Feminine water. Means that those prayers need to be fixed. Means that they need to be lifted up. אזי השכינה מזדווגת על ידי המי נוקבין שיש לה בבחינת חזי במה ברקע אתנה. ברוך השם. So then the שכינה, yes, how are you going to explain? Let's try. So then, by those tefillot, the Shechina can start making fruits. The Shechina, she can go out from her crisis, from her exile. The Shechina got the ability. Means that by the fact that you are praying, it's like that your mouth is your mouth being compared to a sword. Like before that we learned on the Shechita that the I can remember something else, ritual slaughter, right?
Yeah.
Oh Hashem, ritual slaughter. When he makes the Shechita, so then he is lifting the sparks, the part of souls from an animal to a medaber, to someone that can speak. So when you use your sword, that is the power of speech, and you bring the parts of soul, of nefesh, into the words of tefillah, so it's like that shechita. You do exactly the same. You pray and you lift the souls with every word. You upgrade those prayers, uplift those souls, bring them back up to the Shekhinah Kedoshah, and then the Shekhinah comes back and been created peace by that. You're making peace between Kudsh Baruch Hu Shekhinte. The Shekhinah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're in a certain fight. They have a certain distance between them, a certain argument. And when, and the Shekhinah, she is the mother, and she is in a fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the father, the mother, she is in a fight with the father because of the children. How you've been exiled, the children. I'm angry at you, I'm not talking to you. This is it. And they're in a fight. So now the child, a wise child, he's creating peace between them. How he's creating peace? He's uniting them. He is working on his faith to believe that it's all one. That what that he's going through means the time that he's spending with his mother, with the Shekhinah in the exile, is one with the father. And he's mating them, he's matching them, he's bringing them back to be together with his power of speech. Because in the Itbodedut, in the Tefillah, you clarify for yourself that it's all Hashem. So this is how you unite Hashem and the Shekhinah together. Because the Shekhinah is with you always. B'chol tzaratam lo tzar, shochen itam betoch tumotam. This is the Shekhinah HaKadosha. That she's with you in your sorrow, if you want it and if you're not. If you're able to enjoy life a little bit, to eat, to drink, to be happy, to breathe, to learn something, to grow, to move, something. You have spirit, means Shekhinah is with you. You have something with you. That power of life, it's the power of the Shekhinah HaKadosha. Now, to achieve Asagot Eluku, to become one with Hashem Yitbarach, to believe in Him, to pray to Him, all of that, this has already been influenced on you. I don't want, it's too hard.
Influenced
on you from heaven, from Hashem Yitbarach Himself. This is a male act. This is the male action. To wake you up, to do stuff, to not only to survive, to wait for salvation. The fact that you're surviving, that you wait for salvation, this is from the feminine side. This is from the side of the Shekhinah. But if you already do things, if you already try to help other people, you become to be a male, this is coming from the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To achieve that, you have to have the thing that's going to connect those two natures, those two ways of Avodat Hashem, two kinds of faith. That's the power of speech. This is the power of speech, the Itbodedut. That in the Itbodedut you connect, you're sowing, right? Tofer, sowing. This is the Riota Mishkan. You're connecting the everything. You bring everything to be one. Again, together, together, together. This is something that is so huge, so important, that everyone that experienced it already, once in it Bodedut, he felt that connection. This is a taste that you cannot give up on. You have to have it again. You Ta'amur Ukitov Hashem. This is what it's written on Tefillah, that a person that prays with heart, with intention, he tastes Mayin Metikin, sweet water. Not Mayin Marim, not bitter water, Mimara, just sweet water. You can feel the sweetness in your mouth while you pray. You pray with the heart, you pray with intention, you feel the taste, the good, the sweetness of Hashem Yitbarach. You feel, to be close to Hashem, it's good for me. You feel that connection. For sure, everyone can feel it while he's davening long Shmona Esrei. Everyone can do it when he forgets a little bit about the world and he's focusing in the Itbodedut, in how to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. The people that have a good spiritual body, a certain good ability, they can feel it immediately, even just by closing their eyes. Close your eyes, you aim yourself a little bit to Hashem Yitbarach, you already feel Kirvat Elokim Litov. You already feel that you're connected to Hashem Yitbarach, that something good is happening here, that you want that closeness, that you want to get closer to Hashem, that you want to feel that again and again and again. And everyone have that power. Everyone, just what? Need a little bit of Mesirut Nefesh, to dedicate a little bit, because even the 1 hour can go through with text in your phone and with WhatsApp and with pictures and I don't know what, and you forget everything. I saw a sign that a woman hanged in the entrance to a kindergarten. She wrote on a certain trip, so she wrote a list of what you don't need to bring with you. So she said, flashlight, you don't need to bring, it's in the in your iPhone. A tape recorder, you don't need to have, you have that application in the MP3, you have it in your iPhone. maps you don't need to bring, you have it in your iPhone, and on. And she brings all of that list of things that you don't need to bring because you have it in your iPhone. And also matzav ruach tov, good mood, good atmosphere, you don't need to bring because everyone anyway are stuck in their iPhones. So we don't need to worry about that. So what need to bring? Mat'en, charger. Don't forget the charger. We want our
shocking.
Don't need to bring nothing except don't forget your charger. So everyone on that, Rabbi Lezer Brody said that even when he's going to give classes over there in the United States, so he have to have his 1 hour in Bodedut every day. This is his charger. Because even if you give all day long, you give from what that you have to charge yourself. You have to plug yourself. You have to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. And even on, there are a few things that Gemara is saying that they are like to live in the world to come. When you sneeze, it's like to live in the world to come. And when the person is in the chutz mikvotchem, is in the toilet, is it's also like to be in the world to come. Why? Because you forget yourself for a moment. You disappeared for a moment when you sneeze. This is the best example. You disappear from the world, and then you wake up. It's a different world. So in that moment you've been changed, because in that moment for you you weren't here. You were 100% connected to infinity too. So when you achieve that in tefillah, this is when you renew your soul. All of your nefesh is become to be new. When you forget from the world in the time of prayer, in the time of itbodedut, this is the time that you connect yourself 100% to Hashem Barach, and you charge yourself totally. Now you have powers to do things, to make change in the world. And I'm telling you, really, we have that power, all of us. I hope that one day you're going to believe me to all of my classes. But I don't mind. I'll continue teaching. I'll keep on saying the same words forever. Hopefully that you're going to really wake up to believe in yourselves. Because if our prayers have been answered, so why we're not praying? And even if you spend 1 hour a day in the field, it's nothing compared to what you can achieve. If you would really believe in yourself, if you remember that amazing story that we told about the woman that read Tehillim in the time of the terror attack in the bus. There was a woman that died in that bus, and her soul went up back to heaven. And there was a woman a few blocks away that heard about that bombing, and she was stuck in the traffic in her car, and she opened the book of Tehillim and started to read Tehillim, and she's crying and saying Tehillim. Simple, this is what you were just doing. But that soul, when she went up to heaven, she suddenly hears while she's flying, floating in the air, flying up to heaven to court to be judged on all of her actions, she suddenly heard that sounds from the car of the Tehillim, and she doesn't recognize that voice. She doesn't know what she hears. It's a soul that flies like in a dream, but she hears those amazing tunes, amazing voices, and she started to fight against her nature to go to fly like a helium balloon, to fly up. She wants to go down, and she's fighting to hear those sounds, and she's going back to that area of that bombing. And she hears that sound closer and closer and closer, and until she recognized that car, and she jumped into that car, and she saw a woman that reads Tehillim. And when she saw her and realized it's a woman that reads Tehillim, the song that she heard, that amazing tune, was a woman that reads Tehillim. She woke up wounded, hard in the bus, on the floor on the bus, and she been took to the hospital, took care of, and few months recovers and everything. And in the end, she went and she made like hypnosa to find the number to remember her experience while she was outside from the body, to see the number of the car, license of the car, to find the woman that read Tehillim. And she found that number, and she went to Misrad HaRishui, and she called, and she found that woman, and she came, knocked on her door, and asked her, have you been in that terror attack in that day in your car? You read Tehillim? She said, yes. She said, you saved my life. Your Tehillim brought me back to this world. So what? This is truth. This is power of Tehillim. Now you open the Tehillim, you don't see nothing. Here's Tehillim. You open Tehillim, you say few verses, you say few Kvit Lach Tehillim, few chapters of Tehillim. Okay, you don't feel nothing. You don't need to feel. You don't do it for yourself that you're going to feel. It's written and it's a known thing that when you say Tehillim, David HaMelech made it to be that it's like that David HaMelech is saying Tehillim. When you make it kashrut, when you bond yourself to Rabbeinu HaKadosh in corresponding to how much that you made that it kashrut with your heart, this is how that really you brought Rabbeinu to be with you in that moment. So means, if you now made it kashrut by eating that ice cream, you made it kashrut, areni mekasheret atzmi ba'achila zo, you know that you have desire for food. You know that you cannot stop yourself from eating that ice cream, Ben and Jerry's, like crazy. You know yourself, you're crazy. You see Ben and Jerry's, this is it. You learned in school with Ben and Jerry, and you have to eat all of their ice cream to remember the old days. And what can you do? This is your Yetzer Hara. Now, what you gonna do? You don't want to do that anymore. So you do it kashrut. You say, Areni mekasheret atzmi be'achilat haglida, eating Ben and Jerry's heads. Thank you very much, Hashem. And this is how you ate that ice cream. So, corresponding to how much you were connecting yourself to Rabbeinu in that kashrut, this is how much you bring Rabbeinu to eat that ice cream with you. You know what Rabbeinu can do with ice cream? You know what Rabbeinu can do with Ben and Jerry? You know what he can do with them? He can bring Mashiach with them. No problems. Rabbeinu, now Rabbeinu eats an ice cream. You saw once Rav Shalom eats cheesecake in Seuda Shlishit. It's crazy. It's like you see Mashiach. When you eat cheesecake, you see only cheesecake. This is what you see. You don't see nothing else. You see Rav Shalom eats cheesecake. It's something else. Something different. You see spirituality. You see light. You see something amazing happens over there. You see that he's not connected to the cheesecake like you. You see something different. When you do it kashrut, you connect yourself to that tzaddik, you bring his spirit down to this world, and he is with you. And this is what that goes on when you learn Torah of a tzaddik. This is what that happens when you connect yourself in it bodedut to a tzaddik, and you connect yourself to him, and you do it bodedut. Now the tzaddik is with you. You can connect yourself to Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Myself, I needed once a salvation. I told it to a few of the friends here. It's a hard salvation. It's a hard thing to do. But I was doing it, and it's a promise salvation. You read all of the book of the Tehillim, and between every verse to the next one, you say, Elad Meir Aneni. The God of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, answer to me. You say, Ashrei Yoshevei Betecha, Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'Aseh Toshayim V'Derech Chataim Lo Amad, Elad Meir Aneni. Second verse, Elad Meir Aneni. Third verse, Elad Meir Aneni. This is how you say all of the Tehillim. It's hard. It can take hours and hours. It can take a day. It can take. Really, it can take a day. But Rabbi Yochanan said, V'levai v'itpalel ha'adam kol hayom kulo. I wish that the person is going to pray all day long. We wish. Rabbeinu said, I wanted it to be like animals in the forest, in the woods. That roars all night. That all night you're going to spend time with Hashem. You do those kind of things. You create connection with those righteous people that change your life forever. Forever. When Elisha Acher died, he was one of the friends of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. He was the rabbi of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. He was his rabbi. When he died in heaven, they couldn't bring him to hell to be punished because of all of his Torah. And not to heaven because of all of his avonot. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana, Rabbi Yochanan, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana, he said that when he gonna die, he gonna help Elisha Acher to enter to hell, to be purified from all of his sins, from all of his avonot. And the sign for that, you're gonna see a pillar of smoke coming up from the Tzion, from the grave of Elisha Acher. And really, when Rabbi Yochanan died, this is what that happened. A pillar of smoke started to rise, to go up above the Tzion of Elisha Acher. Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes looked at that and said, is it a big thing to take your Rebbe and to bring him to hell?
He is first, then Rabbi Yochanan.
You sure? You sure? I'm ready to say you're right, but I think that I'm right. That is, I'm not sure, but I'm ready. I'm ready to accept it, but I want to, let's decide that we both sides accept the truth. They're saying that the first one was Rabbi Meir and the second one was Rabbi Yochanan. I remember it differently, that in the end it was Rabbi Meir. Maybe I'm wrong. Baruch Hashem, I was wrong a lot of times in my life, so it won't be the first one. It's okay.
Who died first?
What? Okay. So, the second one, I think it was Rabbi Meir, by the other Shita, it was Rabbi Yochanan, I don't remember. They said that he said, is it a big thing to take your rabbi and to bring him into hell? This is what you're doing. When I'm going to die, I'm going to take him from hell to heaven. And the sign for that is going to be that you're going to see that the pillar of smoke will disappear, will stop. This is it. And this is what had happened. The second righteous man passed away. And so, what's going on here? The tzaddik has got the power with no connection to judgment, to the trial, to the real truth of if he deserved, if he's not deserved. The tzaddik, he can go up to court to take the soul. Rabbeinu said that everyone and one that's going to be in Uman, going to say the 10 chapters of Tehillim, Tikkun HaKlali, going to put the smallest coin that he can put in the charity box, give it tzedakah to someone over there, and you say, Tikkun HaKlali, Rabbeinu said, I'm going to do whatever I can to take you out of hell. What's that? He's got that ability. When you bond yourself to Rabbeinu, you bring his powers. You have those abilities. You can take someone from hell. To take people to hell, you know you can. That power you do, you know you have it. But to take someone out from hell, you have that power to do something so great. You don't have that power. You know yourself. I'm not able. I don't know. Can I save myself? I don't know if I can save myself. So, but when you bond yourself in the tefillot, in the Limud Torah, to the real righteous people, by that you bring their power. You bring their power into your tefillot. You bring their power into your learning Torah. You bring their power into your eating, to your achilah, to your shtiyah, to whatever you do, eating and drinking, whatever you do, you bring them to be there with you. This is that simple faith of Chachamim. And just to believe in that, when you pray, you have a sword that's cut to all sides. Means that in every direction that you pray, like that I told you that I came to Arav Shalom and I told him, Arav, I'm praying and praying and praying and praying for 15 times. I was doing 6 hours on one subject, and he looked at me. He didn't want to laugh at me, but he said, it's not the right direction. It's not the way that you should pray. I didn't accept it, even though that he told me that, and I don't know. Still, it's I haven't achieved all of that understanding, and also because that for sure I see that I'm being answered on what that I pray on. So maybe he was rebuking me, insulting me somehow, adraba, to help me to achieve it in a certain way. But still, it's hanged, still talui. We don't know the answer yet. But you can see that even though that I prayed for something for long, long, long time, and even though that Arab told me that it wasn't the right thing to pray on, and that there are things that are a lot more important to pray on them, if you already spent 15 times to pray on 6 hours on something, so he told me, why you haven't prayed on faith? Why you haven't prayed on faith? And this is the truth. You cannot argue. So you cannot argue that it's a very good thing to pray on faith. So, but if you have the ability to pray so many hours, so do it on something good, on the best thing of them all. So that's for sure something that you can accept from Allah. But even though that you pray, and your prayers didn't go to the direction that they were supposed to, Rav Shalom told me in that time that Rabbeinu got that permission, he received that permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take prayers from one subject and to use them for other subjects, for something else. Means now you pray to buy a house and you feel that it's a must, and you don't know that there is a horrible decree that is hovering, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have a bigger merit and that your life is going to be a lot sweeter than with that house and without something else, chas v'shalom, in your life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes all of your prayers on that house, and he doesn't give you that house for now, and he uses all of those hours and hours and hours that you pray on the house to provide you the things that are really important to you. The will to do tshuva, to the ability to watch yourself on holiness, on kedusha, on things not to fail in certain sins that are very bad, that can damage you very bad. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sees. So you pray and pray and pray, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes those prayers and using them for something else. So that can happen a lot easier when you connect yourself to tzaddikim, when you bond yourself to tzaddikim. Then you have siyata dishmaya. There was one rabbi that opened a certain hechsher. How you say that? Hechsher. Opened an hechsher.
Certification.
Kosher. Okay. And that person was arguing on Rabbeinu. He was talking bad things on going to Uman in Rosh Hashanah. He was making it. So Rav Shalom in class said in the yeshiva that we're not allowed to eat from his shechita. So when a person, one of the students asked him why, so he said because if someone contradicts Rabbeinu, he contradicts the tzaddik, so he contradicts the Shechina, because the tzaddik is the Shechina. So now, how are you going to have siyata dishmaya? How are you going to have help from heaven not to fail in treif, in nevelot, if he's fighting with the Shechina? If someone is busy on fighting, arguing with tzaddikim, and not connecting himself to tzaddikim, that they are the face of apin the Shechina. The Zohar Kadosh is saying that the face of the Shechina is the righteous people. If now a person is fighting with them and not connecting himself to the righteous people, so he doesn't have the Shechina with him. So how are we going to have siyata dishmaya to succeed in what that he do? First of all, you have to have a good connection with the tzaddikim. For that, it's very good to connect yourself to them while you're learning, while you're praying, while you're doing the Hidbo de Duyot, to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, to pray as much as you can. And also, Arav Shalom said it once, that it's a tradition in Am Yisrael, and all of the old people in Am Yisrael are doing that, were doing that, to talk to the ancient tzaddikim, to the tzaddikim akadmonim, to the old righteous people from different old generations, to talk to them. Means if you now light candles or something, you can talk to the tzaddikim. You can talk to Rabbi Meir Balanes, you can talk to Baba Stali, you can talk to Rabbi Milubavitch, you can talk to the Chatam Sofer. They're with you. You need to believe in that. You need to know that the tzaddikim are with you, the Ben Ish Chai, and all of the tzaddikim, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and for sure the ones that are in charge on that specific generation that we know for sure that they are with us. To talk to them, to ask. It's not Chas V'Shalom like that prohibition of Ledaber El Ametim, to talk to the dead. Because the tzaddik is Chai Almin, he lives forever, he's not dead. He's not a dead man that you talk to, he is alive. He is more alive than us. We know that for sure. So, believe in ourselves, in the power that we have in our mouth. If we, us, before of the Holocaust, the Havdil, before of the Holocaust, they made it a chain, a shasheret, of itbodeduyot. Everyone was praying, doing 1 hour itbodedut on Am Yisrael, and after, when he was finished his itbodedut, his friend came in Yeshivat Chachmei Lublin. Breslev was sitting over there in Yeshivat Chachmei Lublin over there in Poland, and they were doing over there 1 hour after 1 hour, 1 hour, and this is how they were covering 24/7 itbodedut on Am Yisrael. And when the Holocaust started, exploded, so they checked. And they saw that chain stopped in that day, mamash in that hour. So, I'm not suggesting even to do it. It's a good thing to do for Am Yisrael. It's wonderful. But just to know, in the time that you stand and pray with Hashem Yitbarach and talk to Hashem Yitbarach and you tell Hashem Yitbarach, Ribono Shalom, stop. Ribono Shalom, no decrees. Ribono Shalom, look at me. Listen to me, Ribono Shalom. I have new solutions. I have other ideas. Please, Ribono Shalom, listen to this, listen to that. You're canceling a lot of decrees. You're removing them. You're erasing them. And you need to believe in that and to know. And the fact that you don't see it, it's only because they want you to do it more. If you're going to see it, you're going to be so satisfied, you're going to be so happy, you're going to feel so full with yourself that, oh, I made it, I canceled that decree, that you're going to stop praying. And they want you to keep on praying, so they show you your poverty, they show you that you haven't achieved enough, just because you have the powers to hold on like that. To keep on praying from a broken heart, from a low place, from a humble place. So you need to take advantage of that low place, of that humility that we feel and experience every day and day. You need to take that broken heart to the field and to pray from that broken heart. and to reveal and to ask from Hashem Yitzvarach, we need your help, Ribbono Shel Olam. Help us to believe in ourselves. When you do that, you're canceling a lot of decrees. A lot of decrees. And you're pulling a lot of salvations to Am Yisrael. Believe in that and do that. 1 hour a day is not enough. Is not enough. Is not enough. Thank you very much. Chazak u'Baruch.